The following 25 seconds from the Musk-Lemon interview is everything that is wrong with big media and journalists today.
But CNN is generally considered left.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Why do I say CNN is generally considered left? I think if you look at any sort of media survey of what is on the left or right, I think they would say, like, for example, Fox is on the right and CNN is on the left.
Yeah. So that's what is it?
Am I missing something here?
Media piousness at its finest. And why traditional modern journalists are the scum of all professions. I've seen it firsthand. They stand on their high moral thrones, faux emperors of truth, their truth. And no amount of reason can convince them that they have a worldview, and they should just admit it. They lie to you first by telling you they have no bias. Then they lie to themselves.
Well, how would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as someone who is... I am independent in my thinking.
In lying to themselves, journalists become empty shells of human beings. And that's why journalists are so morally fluid. Where they pretend to stand on some pious moral high ground, journalists compromise in their personal lives because they're just so deeply inauthentic. In turn, they are deeply unhappy, prone to alcoholism, adultery, moral relativism, and egregious hypocrisy. And it's a repeating cycle. Down in the White House basement, I remember working next to other media desks where loving notes from Obama were cherishingly kept. But if you accused these so-called reporters of bias in their reporting or their questions, you were Beelzebub incarnate. You were attacking the only thing they had left in their souls. This house of cards idea that they were somehow the arbiters of truth, without bias, no worldview. Just truth seekers and truth givers. You see, ever since the Woodward and Bernstein impeach Nixon era, journalists decided that they could have it both ways, that they could both break the story and be the story, make the change and be the change, expose the celebrity while being the celebrity. Total hogwash. My philosophy was always a transparent one. I reported the facts that I thought important. I never hid my perspective from you. I was openly anti-big government, anti-big politics, anti-big tech, anti-big pharma, and of course, anti-big media. And for those reasons, I heard and saw stories I found interesting from my worldview. I asked questions from this anti-big guy perspective. And for this reason, I think you listened. You tuned in. You watched OAN and you supported us through the years. I never hid the ball. I never hid my perspective. So back to the Lemon who insists he's an independent critical thinker. Don Lemon has spent exactly 0 seconds of his life being a critical thinker, and even less than that being independent from his DNC sugar daddies. Lemon seemed to insist it's racist and sexist to choose competence over color, skill over gender, ability over hurt feelings. Lemon spent the majority of what was a gem of an opportunity wasting it on questions no one cares about when it comes to a man like Elon Musk. Musk is the guy building rockets, pioneering free internet for the third world, inventing telepathy, revolutionizing electricity in ways no man has in 2 centuries, spearheading subterranean transit, buying the biggest defense shield for the First Amendment on the internet the world has ever seen. And Lemon couldn't figure out how to ask any questions about any of these. Look at the success of each of these endeavors. Considering what Musk has achieved, imagine where Musk's vision lies. No one really knows. Mr. Musk, I for one would like to know. I hope you grant me that opportunity by a more genuine interview. For One America News, I'm Chanel Vian, and this is The Fine Point.
What an asshole. The way he was talking down to anybody who disagreed with him in his lies about the border, what a colossal fucking asshole.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm, of course, your host, James Madison, and this is an episode all about, I was going to say ribs overestimating the values, but this is really just a diversity hire that won't fucking go away. Yeah, Don Lemon is a long-running fucking idiot, and we've documented his career from CNN to... Come on, if he was a chick, he'd be on OnlyFans by now, right? Like, are we being real with ourselves? This poor bastard. I remember when he had the audacity to go on TV and bitch about the existence of blackface memorabilia when he owned a very interesting cookie jar. Then this happens. Don Lemon happens to own a... Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. That's just a Justin Trudeau cookie jar. Yeah. This guy's a fucking idiot of the highest order. Then gets busted for giving Jussie Smollett updates about the investigation that, you know, was in the investigation into Jussie Smollett that CNN had privy access to as a news organization. Don Lemon was feeding that information to Jussie Smollett in a hole. Oh. You know the plane may have gotten eaten by a black hole. It's, come on, he really thought that. Right, everyone's, Trump said maybe you could, nuke a tornado. Again, hilarious statement, both out of and in context. Watch the whole clip, as always. But Don Lemon said, maybe a black hole opened and swallowed an entire fucking airplane. You know, you don't know. And then just... Everyone on that show just looking at him like, yes. I will say, he did make one base statement when he goes, Nikki Haley is out of her prime, and everyone got mad. Ladies, stop it, please. Men start to, you know, men hit their prime about 30, which is deeply unfortunate. We used to hit our prime a little bit sooner and would last longer. Now we're hitting it later and it lasts for a lot less time. And mainly the prime for men these days is based on financial and socioeconomic standing. Not necessarily health. But ladies, fertility and everything is a clock system here. You know what I mean? And he got fired by tons of people. He got fired up online by a bunch of people. And he got fired by, God, just a whole panel of people came in and said, hey, Don, you yelled at Vivek Ramaswamy and you said women are past their prime? You're fired. Really, that gets him fired. Telling an old bitch whose eggs are long since desolate that she's out of her prime. Not the whole black hole airplane, Russiagate, all that nonsense. Oh, I mean, he said any journalist who pushes election lies should be fired. Don Lemon, 2016 Hillary Clinton. All the way up until 2020 was Don Lemon saying, this is an illegitimate president. Come on now. Come on, go fuck yourselves. This guy is a dipshit. Of the finest fucking order. And he got himself fired. This is just such a wonderful clip. I want to show you real quick.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical failure or pilot error? But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about black hole, Bermuda Triangle? And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. And of course... It's also, they're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's...
See, and so far it's like, oh, well, he's not saying it's the black hole. It's the following part that makes you suddenly like... I was already like, I remember this was on air, and it's like, why is he even reading that one out? Is it just like a goof? But then, it's the clarification question he has to ask that makes you just go, dog... There was no question.
Referencing the Twilight Zone, which is a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. Yes.
Is it possible? Does it make sense?
Well, are you asking? Black holes about, you know, a small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather. And Lost is a TV show. So right. I think I always like things for which there's data, history, crunch the numbers. So for me, those aren't there. But I think it's the whole world is trying to help with their theories. And I absolutely love the theory.
Jesus. You have a panel of self-proclaimed experts. I say that because I didn't run all their backgrounds. But and that's what you lead with, Don? Is it preposterous that a black hole magically opened up and swallowed the plane and vanished without harming the entirety of the universe? No, Don. It's just such a fucking... Oh, man. And the worst part is asking it with a straight fucking face. What the fuck? But now that we're 5 minutes in, speaking of five million is a hell of a number, and that's not even the worst of it. Don Lemon demanded podcast in space! Wait, Don Lemon demanded a podcast in space! There we go. Finally, a good reason to use that. As well as a Cybertruck. Why would you want that piece of shit? 5 million advance, equity in X before Elon Musk canceled his deal. Now, his talent agency, Don Lemon's talent agency, came out with like, this isn't true. We did not do this. This is made up. Only for multiple news outlets to be like, no, actually, receipts. Homie did. Oof. Oof. But why would you want a Cybertruck? You guys seen the video of the pickup truck? Like the gas-guzzling pickup truck pulling that piece of shit out of the fucking ditch? Fuck those things. But the only bad thing I think Elon Musk is really doing, well, a lot of bad shit's connected to it. Like, his business with the CCP is also tied into it. But it's Tesla. Fuck electric cars. The future is hybrid. But people are just like, oh, no, I don't want any fucking hybrids. I just want all electric. So when it's cold, my car has less battery life. So when it's hot, my car has less battery life. My car will also explode. Hey, how did Mitch McConnell's niece, anybody see that fucking news? Whoa, her Tesla just flips in reverse into a pond and the bitch drowns because the doors won't open. Fuck electric vehicles. And also, as somebody who works on cars in the backyard type mechanic shit, fuck your car if it has all those computers in it. All right, if your car is full of computers, just dashboards, and it's mostly electric and all, pretty much any car past like 2017 computer-wise, go fuck yourselves. We're not touching that. Take it to a shop. You wanted to buy a fucking PC you could drive? Go fix it your fucking self. That's the whole point of all the, a big part of, like, the computers and electronics being more and more adapted and shoved into these cars, and the move away from hybrid, is partially to choke out the backyard mechanic. It's something not a lot of people talk about, but not a lot of people fuck around with cars in the back, so, just saying. As the joke goes, if you got 10 cars in your bar, if you got 10 cars in your yard, and only one of them kind of runs, you might be a redneck. I'm not, but I do like cars. I don't like working on Hondas. Fuck the Japanese and their ability to make tiny little parts, cramp in tiny little areas. Changing a tiny belt on a CRV's a bitch and a half. Anyway, Hayden Cunningham. Don't recognize that name. March 16th, 2024. Before the cancellation of his partnership with the social media platform X, Don Lemon allegedly made extravagant demands during contract negotiations, including hosting the first podcast in outer space. Lemons in space. It'd be really unfortunate if that shit went like the Challenger, right? Don Lemon's like, I'm going into space right now. Don Lemon and Major Tom, it's kind of hot in here. What about that teacher? Oh, no. Roasted lemons. Oh, it's a tragedy. Oh, the humanity. That was dark. Darker than Don Lemon. The first podcast in our space via SpaceX. A Tesla Cybertruck. A $5 million advance payment. payment of the $8 million salary. And equity in SpaceX. Dog, you're asking. That's millions and millions and millions. First off, Cybertruck equity. How much stake do you want in X? That's just... out of curiosity. I'm just curious. Man. So, I don't know how accurate this is, but the rep on Tuesday cited an unnamed source in reporting. So, grain of salt. But roughly $24.5 million was what he got paid at CNN. So take roughly, I was going to say $20 million, but that would only cover part of what he wanted to get paid. It's still such a massive fucking pay cut because you got eight in the five dipshits the whole fucking way through. But still, $13 million ain't shit. Compared to $24 million, this man is taking a steep cut in his usual lifestyle. Good. Be humbled. How's the saying go? The exalted will be humbled and the humble will be exonerated. Something along those lines here. And a fucking Cybertruck. Now, I will say this. For advertising purposes, if the interview had gone good, I bet Elon probably would have thrown in the Cybertruck. Just for publicity. You know, it's decent advertising for him, but we'll watch part of the interview here in a minute. The list demands were in documents obtained by the New York Post. ALX also confirmed that the podcast in space, in addition to the demands report, that's what threw me out. I'm like, I was trying to estimate, like, how many millions would all this cost added up? But I have zero idea the total sum it would take to launch Don Lemon into space. I'm like, I don't even know how to start equating that. Because I have no idea the actual cost of that. I wouldn't even know how to roughly guess that. Parts, fuel, and all that shit? I wouldn't even know where to begin. That's so out of my fucking element. God, tards in space. And pigs fly and all those other jokes. Right here. Scoop. Among Don Lemon's long list of insane demands in negotiating a deal with X, he also requested to host the first podcast in outer space via SpaceX. This man is delusional. Yeah, no shit. Following his ousting from CNN last April over the allegations of mistreating colleagues, during the network's morning show, Lemon followed the footsteps of former Fox News host Tucker Carlson by announcing he will be hosting an exclusive show on X that no one will be watching. The purpose. Just remembered when the writer was going on, all those comedians had that X talk show they had, and no one watched. So like Jimmy Fallon, Kimmel, Conan, all those guys couldn't pull in watchers. What the fuck is Don Lemon going to do? Imagine what his comment section is going to be. It's just going to be roasts. It already is. But oh man. That's going to be fun. What if Don Lemon crosses into the territory of Lulcow? Just hypothetically speaking. What if, right? Because you've already kind of milked him for laughs on Twitter. So, what if he, like, further crosses that threshold? You know what I mean? And just starts, like, responding to all the hate comments. Starts, like, blocking people crazy. Starts just, like, Chris Channing. I could honestly see Don Lemon Chris Channing. And just being like, this is my personal life, and this is my husband, and this is where we live, this is what we do, this is our lifestyle, and just spilling it all on the internet, and the entire internet being like, oh, all the new material we just got, oh, man. Ooh, wow. I could see that happening, actually. All right, let's see that happens. March 21st, did I just Notre Dame miss something? We'll find out. Following his ousting from CNN last April over allegations of mistreating colleagues during the, oh yeah, let's not forget he also shoved his hands down his own pants at a bar and shoved his fucking dick cheese coated fingers into another guy's face and said, do you like dick or pussy? Again, covered all this in depth. Don Lemon's career has been a talking point on this show for a while. Here you go. Like, I've been covering it for a while. So more specifically, right here. Don Lemon fired from CNN and Don begins downward spiral with new claims of abuse and sexual assault. 11 months ago, Rick Ross offers Don Lemon job at one of his wing stops after CNN ouster. Yeah, it's a couple pages worth of this. This guy, I already see him as a lolcow, and I've talked about this for a while. Like, he's got infinite clips. And not only that, he's referenced in so many episodes of my show that he's not even in the title of. It's great. This man has a deep, deep, deep running lore of dipshittering buffoonery that's just unmatched by anyone else in the industry. It's wonderful. He is the definition of a fucking diversity hire. Affirmative action at its fucking finest, worst example. Love it. And I knew a lot of people that were like, Don Lemon is a very serious man. You'll take him seriously. I'm like, shut up. And it's the people I know who took him super seriously were like the same exact classification of person. Like urban, or what's it called? Not urban. They're the type of people who would use the word urban. It's like these suburbanite wine moms that want like, they want some chocolate, but they want chocolate that doesn't scare them or their credit score. You know what I mean? They kind of got that Joe Biden, the first kind of clean, articulate black man. Unintimidating. That's the word I'm looking for. These suburban wine-totaling moms, fucking pearl-clutching blue-collar bitches in these thoughtless, fucking thankless, unlovable marriages. Watching Don Lemon, like, thinking that one song from the musical Hair. You know the one. Hair's is a good musical if you want to check it out. Not to be fucking a Broadway fag over here or anything, but it's good. Check out the, not Hairspray, but Hair. It's pretty good. Vietnam, all that stuff. Continuing on. Follow steps of former Fox News host Tucker Carlson by announcing that he would be hosting an exclusive show on X. The proposed show, titled The Don Lemon Show, aimed to offer his perspective on politics, culture, and entertainment. Sounds surprisingly unentertaining. With plans for a 30-minute runtime airing 3 times a week. Wow. Don, don't stress yourself out there. You're really fucking trying to earn that damn paycheck, aren't you? However, before the show could even air, Lemon's partnership with X was abruptly terminated. The announcement came following. Hey, Don. See if you can get a job at Valuetainment. I hear they're hiring your type. Now, came following the recording of the debut episode, which was an interview between Lemon and ex-owner Elon Musk. By the way, there are so many way bigger shows that have never had Elon Musk on. And this motherfucker lands the Elon Musk interview. And here's the thing, like, I'm not a gotcha type, but there's things that should have been asked about. Elon, why are you a transhumanist? What's with the whole, like, I will have you brain chipped by 2030 kind of, hey, why do you go on all these Chinese-owned social media sites in China and talk about how great the CCP is, and then come here on our network and tell us how bad the CCP is and how bad communism is and how much you love free speech, yet you refused for the longest time to bring back Alex Jones and all these other folks, including me, and all I did was share a clip of Joe Biden reading off the 94 crime bill while Hunter Biden smokes crack next to him. You've seen the clip I'm talking about, that split screen? Yeah, I was kicked off X or Twitter at the time for like 9 months. And then I finally got added back. It was just like a random happen to check that day. Right? It's like, and by the way, the big problem I have with that Chinese shit is he'll use their social media over there and tell them how great the CCP is. And then come here to America and tell us how bad communism is, right? But here's the issue with that. The people in China don't see his fucking comments he makes here. At least they're not supposed to because of the censorship over there. So while people are over there suffering, starving, and dying, he's coming over here being like, oh yes, communism bad. Going over there being like, yeah, China, great. Bing sha ding. All so you can maintain your partnership with China to get parts. And I understand that he's opening up a plant here. I'm not all spaceman bad. Right, I'm just not spaceman great. I love what he's doing with SpaceX. SpaceX is one of the most important companies right now. And it's doing a hell of a lot more for space exploration than NASA, Blue Origin, or any of these other fucking... What's the Virgin Mobile dude's company? Exactly my point. Like, can you name it offhand? No, me neither. If you can, alright, you got me there. I can't. Fuck that company. Also, dude was in that Epstein declassified document. Just go look through there. You know, read through them. It's a lot of fun stuff in there. Between Escalemon. The interview, which spanned an hour and a half, covers topics ranging from Elon Musk's politics, views, his political views, to his history of drug use and X's content moderation policies. Yeah, I like what he's doing with X, but it's just, he calls himself a free speech absolutist. He's not. I'm not either. But I'm not walking around willing to carry that burden of trying to pretend to be something like that. I'm not. I have clear lines in the sand when it comes to censorship policies. Also, I know, like, he's building a plant here. He's going to bring production here. That's fine. But until that's completed and it's here, there's questions about it. How much of your patent is in the hands of China right now? And you're bringing that shit here. And it's coded software, right? Like, again, look up what happened to Mitch McConnell's family member with a Tesla. It's a very weird story how that thing just, you know, put it in reverse, Mr. Krabs, into the fucking water to Bikini Bottom. It was just, that bitch is dead now. And the Tesla is just, wild. Musk himself later criticized Lemon's performance during the interview, describing it as dull and underwhelming. It's Don Lemon. Elon, what the fuck did you expect? Mark Zuckerberg parody. Any specific reasons? To which he responds with, his approach was basically just CNN, but on social media. Which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying. And instead of being the real Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don. Actually, let's just hop over here real quick so I can read this whole tweet. Alright. Instead of Jeff Zucker talking through Don Lemon, so lacked authenticity. All this said, Lemon and Zucker are, of course, welcome to build their viewership on this platform along with everyone else. Just shy of a million views on this one. I can't stand phonies. Sounds like Elon can't either. Elon does a lot of work with the CCP, so I don't exactly think that's true. Moving on. I'm going to quit being this dead horse. You get the idea. You get the point. Most of you already know. Elon has canceled his partnership I had with X. It doesn't sound like you had a partnership. It sounds like you had negotiations that you killed, which they announced as part of their public commitment to amplifying more diverse voices on their platform. No, diverse had nothing to do with ethnicity here, you dipshit. It had everything to do with citizen journalism and independent coverage of topics, and a broad spectrum of encouraged opinions, and maybe some consideration of unencouraged opinions. Granted, those are heavily censored. Shout out to a bunch of other social media platforms you guys have real fun conversations on. Not elaborating, of course. Fucking more shit here. Like, you know, you got, like, Gab and you got stuff like that where you actually can have, like, kind of other conversations. The only thing with Gab is you're going to be kind of swarmed by Christian nationalist types, which, sure, you know, whatever. And that's not all Gab is by any means. It's just been the predominancy of my experience on that platform. I don't mind it, it's just not really my crowd to be with. Lemon stated in an Instagram post on Wednesday, quote, he informed me of his decision hours after an interview I conducted with him on Friday. The interview will remain the premiere episode of the Don Lemon Show on Monday, March 18th. In a recent interview with journalist Kira Swisher, Lemon alleged that X had previously threatened to terminate his contract if he failed to attend the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. These claims were swiftly denied by a spokesperson for X, who dismissed them as a disingenuous lie. Season is changing, it always fucks me up. Additionally, reports suggest that Lemon had requested lavish accommodations during this convention, including a private jet flight to Las Vegas, a luxury hotel suite for himself and his fiance. She. We was kangs and kangs. It's alright. It's alright, Don. You get a little mud in your helmet from time to time. It happens. I get it. And a company-funded day of indulgence. Ooh. Go fuck yourself. Including drinking and massages. Oh. Negotiations between Lemon and X appeared to sour following these alleged demands. Yeah, no shit, bud. When Musk later announced that Linda Yaccarino, WEF bitch, the new chief executive officer of X, I wonder how long she'll actually be there. It seems like her and Elon are bumping heads more and more. I would be happy to see her get fired. Negotiations continued between the tech platform and Lemon over his new show. However, potential agreements was stalled after Lemon's outlandish demands, which also included executive assistance. Oh, wow. executive assistants and a marketing budget of over $10 million. No, no, no. You know what? I think all this included would have roughly added up to probably $25 to $30 million. I'm just guesstimating here. Again, it's a whole everything around how much it would take to film and set everything up in space just for an interview between those two. I can't imagine. That's gotta be fucking stupid money. Like, shit. Ukraine would lavish that kind of money right now, right? We'll probably send them to them soon. Lemon's team vehemently denied these allegations, asserting that there were no truth to the reported demands. They countered the accusations, stating that literally nothing in this list of demands attributed to Don Lemon was accurate. There is nothing in your list of demands that you can, that you claim Don made of X that is true. Literally nothing, a spokesperson for Lemon said in a rebuttal to the Post. Sure, buddy. If you say so, a buddy. Oh, what's this? Wait, wrong article. Right, we're going to conclude by just watching a couple short clips. Check this out.
Changed this crazy policy of DIE. I don't know if you did you misspell it on purpose, which it should be DEI. Do you believe that women and minority pilots are inherently less intelligent and less skilled than white male pilots?
No, I'm just saying that we should not lower the standards for them.
Okay. But there's no evidence that standards are being lowered when it comes to the airline industry.
You've repeatedly said that there's no evidence that standards are being lowered, and watch the replies showing all the evidence that it is.
Replies, though, on social media or on Twitter are not necessarily fact and evidence. No, that's people's opinion.
They will cite
okay.
And that's the thing you run into all the time, right? It's just, all right, that's just an article. You'll send people links where it's like, here's a .eu, a .gov, something along those lines. And they'll respond with, like, the HuffPo, be like, this is a real news outlet. You should try it sometime. And you're like, this is a .gov. This is the documentation of the bill I'm trying to explain to you. Oh, so now you trust the government? Get a fucking booster! Get 90 of them, bitches! Fuck off! I get the frustration. There are a lot of people... I went full horseshoe theory on that bitch when it came to the vaccine. I was like, vaccine's bad, don't get it. All the way around, I'm like, you know what? Vaccine bad. Some of you should get it. Fuck some of you. Some of you fucking deserve it at this point. I've embraced the full circle on that one. Don Lemon deserves all the COVID vaccines at once.
In the replies to this, you will see how often the information cited showing that indeed there are significant cases where standards are lowered.
And I do hope that happens. Hope that happens, and I look forward to it. And as you said, if you're wrong, then you're wrong, and if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay, so let's... So I'm glad we're... Take an airline... I do hope that happens, and I look forward to it. And as you said, if you're wrong...
okay. I was assuming there'd be a lot of links down here. I'm gonna go back up. What the fuck? Okay, anyway, back to the video at hand, guys.
An airline...
Jesus Christ. Never
and
scroll.
I look forward to it. As you said, if you're wrong, then you're wrong. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm glad we're having this conversation debating. This is what we should be doing, debating the issue. So right. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. And then that will be proven in the thing and you as well. But I just want to tell you that pilot that you talked about, in fact, was a woman pilot, landed the plane safely, despite the major malfunction with the equipment. Boeing has taken responsibility for that incident, saying that it was caused by a faulty door panel. So I'm not sure what that had to do with lowering the standards for pilots when it was a...
No, it's not lowering standards for pilots. It's the incentive structure, I believe, at Boeing changed to include DEI as a fundamental executive incentive. In my view, it should be purely about passenger safety.
Okay, but do you understand how by saying just that standards are being lowered, that you're implying that they're being lowered because people are less skilled and less intelligent, and you're talking about people of color and or women?
Look, I'm saying we should not lower standards. But do you...
Don Lemon's this amazing inability to comprehend what the idea of a hypothetical question is. Do you think planes are going to start having issues if they lower standards? There's no evidence for them lowering standards. There's no evidence for lowered standards resulting in more issues. Yet every day is a new story about like some sort of plane exploding. They hire some DEI consulting firm, X, Y, and Z. Oh, just text me this early morning.
Well, that's not what the study shows. And you said you like transparency. I'm going to show you this. And Don, you can get a study that will tell you whatever you want. These are just a handful of extremely, if you look at those anti-Semitic and racist tropes and tweets. And as of this morning, they're still on X. And from your own content policy, these posts should have been deleted. So why haven't they been deleted? Why are they still there? Did you...
These
posts should have been accurate. Deleted. So why haven't they...
Accurate.
...been deleted? Why are they still there? Did you... We delete things if they are illegal. But these have been up there for a while. Are they illegal? No, they're not illegal, but they're hateful and they can lead to
violence. My mangina hurts.
As I just read to you, the shooters, you know, in all of these mass shootings, attributed social media to...
Hey, Don.
Womp womp.
Radicalizing.
So, Don, you love censorship is what you're saying.
No, I don't love censorship.
Then why are you asking?
I believe in moderation, but I don't believe in
censorship. Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship.
But don't you think free speech is one thing, right? Or not, you know.
Look, if something's illegal, we're going to take it down. If it's not illegal, then we're putting our thumb on the scale and we're breaking censors.
You're putting your thumb on the scale for moderating hate speech? I mean, you don't put out child pornography. That's not.
It's illegal.
Some people would say that's considered censorship. I'm just saying.
Hey, Don, that's a very interesting take. But for real, that's such a bad take. Well, these memes are kind of racist memes. Don't you think that's on the same par as child pornography? No, Don, I don't. I do not think a joke where the punchline is nigga is the same thing as child rape. Don... It's a weird conclusion to make. It doesn't help that you're homosexual either, and there's like a whole, like, you know, a small amount of the population responsible for a large percentage of the child molestations. Sort of like small population in America. Overwhelming amount of violent criminals. It's weird how these small minority groups have these massive statistics behind them that are all bad. Anyway, it just kind of seems to be what it is. FBI crime statistics does shit to a man if you look through them long enough. But that's such a fucking terrible point. Well, these memes hurt my feelings. So this should be illegal. You should ban this. Elon Musk was like, no, why? Well, you wouldn't allow child pornography, would you? Aren't there those ads? You wouldn't download a house, would you? Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Let's take it down. If it's not illegal, then we're putting our thumb on the scale and we're breaking censors.
You're putting your thumb on the scale for...
He's just trying to think. That's that loading bar. What point can I make out of this? And it's the dumbest fuck. It's the worst part. It's the most unfortunate fucking point imaginable, Don!
Or moderating hate speech. I mean, you don't put out child pornography. That's not... It's illegal. Some people would say that's considered censorship. I'm just saying, you...
And anyone who would make that argument needs to have their hard drives and their search histories audited immediately. The fuck do you mean? No. Exploitation of a child is not a form of speech. Therefore, suppressing it and destroying it is not a form of censorship. If you feel like... violating a child is the only way you can express yourself? I have a wood chipper technician license I'm happy to fucking utilize. Wood chipper go burr, bro. Burr! To anyone who hypothetically thinks fucking, oh yeah, child pornography. I can't believe that's taken down. This censorship. Wood chipper go burr! Holy shit!
No, I literally, Don, you know,
I literally said, if something is
legal,
okay, we will obviously remove it, okay? But if it is not legal,
the rules
of this country are put forward by the citizens, we're a democracy. If those laws put in place by the people, we adhere to those laws.
Okay, I agree.
The laws of others. If you go beyond the law, you're actually going beyond the will of the people.
Okay, agreed. With the law.
With the law.
If you're doing something that promotes hate and violence and ultimately leads to killing, you don't feel you have any responsibility not to do that? When the people who are doing it admittedly are saying
there's articles all the time that lead to violence and killing. Shouldn't they, you're applying a differential standard to.
But that would never be in mainstream media.
Now the final clip we're gonna watch is just. Oh wait. Oh.
Connection with you said Democrats not. A great replacement theory, but when it comes to the actual great replacement theory, originally it was started.
This is a good one.
Do you understand the connection between the two? There's a connection between you said Democrats, a great replacement theory, but when it comes to the actual great replacement theory, originally it was started about Jewish people, as you said, flooding in the country, and then now people are using it for Democrats, saying the same thing about Democrats.
Bro, you can see the MAGA hat just growing, just forming on Elon's head. Elon's like, I was wrong about that guy. Holy shit.
But when it comes to the actual great replacement theory, originally it was started about Jewish people, as you said, flooding in the country. And then now people are using it for Democrats. Saying the same thing about Democrats. Flooding.
In my view, it's a simple matter of incentive.
Yeah.
I actually don't see an incentive for Jewish people to want to have any get legal immigration. I don't think there is such an incentive. Yeah.
The great replacement theory is a neo-Nazi trope. It's in the neo-Nazi manifesto.
Oh,
it's in the Turner Diaries. It's referenced by the Buffalo mass shooter in his manifesto, where 10 people, black people, were murdered in Buffalo. His actual title is the Christchurch Shooter's Manifesto. 51 people in the Muslim mosque were murdered. 23 people murdered in El Paso by a shooter who used the same language that you use in that manifesto when you say Hispanic invasion. Is that not?
I didn't say an Hispanic invasion.
And you tweeted, you quoted a tweet that called it a Hispanic invasion.
If I quote something, it doesn't mean I agree with anything ever again. It's just something that I think this is something worth people should consider.
Why would you quote something that you didn't believe?
Because anything I quote is going to have a whole range of statements. It doesn't mean I agree with everything.
For some reason, I'll retweet.
Do you think if there,
moderated
yourself more, if there was better content moderation on the platform, that you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the great replacement theory as it relates to
Democrats? I don't have to answer these questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people, do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I've done this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
Possibly. I could care less.
Hand, meat, teeth that bite when you feed. Jesus Christ. It's like, you walked into somebody's house and you didn't take your shoes off at the door, son. That's just bad manners.
You don't care?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't think people should care what the media thinks about them. They're terrible judges of character.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a job, didn't you, Donnie?
Well, that's not... What did you guys talk about?
I was at a breakfast at a friend's place, and Donald Trump came by. That's it.
So you didn't go there to meet him?
No, I went to a friend of mine's house, and it said Donald Trump's coming by for breakfast. Is that... just so you know, like, okay, fine.
What'd you discuss?
Let's just say he did most of the talking. The normal things he says. There was nothing particularly groundbreaking or new. But President Trump likes to talk, and so he talked. I don't recall him saying anything that he hasn't said publicly. And that was it. It was just a breakfast.
Did he ask you for money?
He didn't.
Did he ask you for a donation?
No.
He didn't. No. You said you're not going to donate to any candidate.
That's correct.
Why not?
I think, well, I'll voice my opinion. I think I don't want to put a thumb on the scale monetarily that is, you know, significant.
Are you going to loan him money to help pay his bills?
No,
not at all. Pay his legal bills.
I'm not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form.
And he did not ask you for money.
And he did not ask me for money.
Are you going to? So you're not going to endorse a candidate?
I may in the final stretch endorse a candidate, but I don't know yet. I want to make a considered decision before the election, and if I do decide to endorse a candidate, then I will explain exactly why.
Are you leaning towards anyone?
No.
You're not leaning towards anyone? Because you've been...
I'm sure I'm leaning away from Biden.
You're leaning...
I've made no secret of that.
All right. Now, with this last clip, just for the cope. What is Don Lemon's cope? Hope you're ready for it. Elon Musk is homophobic and racist.
People have been asking me what I meant by when I said he did not like answering questions or being held to account from people like me. And so some people took it to mean a racial thing. I meant someone who has a different worldview. But since people raised it and you said what you said, do you think that he was uncomfortable? I didn't want to go there. Do you think he was uncomfortable sitting in front of a gay black guy?
There we go. It's the same vibe as Kanye being like, now, I'm not going to say what kind of doctor it was. It's a Jewish doctor.
Probably more gay than black, I would think. I hate to say that, but I don't know.
I mean, answer questions from...
I don't think he likes control beyond himself. And okay. So it doesn't matter who's exerting it. I don't think he much likes Joe Biden either.
And people have been asking me what I meant by...
That's it. That's the conclusion of it. Donald Lemon got fired. His show is going butt fucking nowhere, which oddly enough is exactly where he wants to go with it. That being said, I'll wrap it up here. I've been your boy, the Lemon Don, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye, bro, Mr. Bun. Bye.
Pa que vaya a recoger la paellera. Yo me acuesto al sur, allá para abrir el restaurante que era el arroz. Y me llama el cocinero. Recita, ¿qué? Ve por la paellera. Venga, que las 2 de la tarde ya están aquí. Mira el bañador, pues las chanclas, todo despeinado porque no me dio tiempo de nada ponerme las chanclas y el bañador. Voy a la playa, ya subió la marea.
¡Eso! ¡Eso! ¡Había subido la marea y encontré una paella! Y la encontré porque se estaba la paellera agarrada entre mis dientes las piedras de Chipiona del faro. Y cuando entro en el restaurante me ve el cocinero con una paellera y adentro la vende paella. ¡Asómate! ¡Asómate! ¡Mira dónde llega la agua! ¡Llegaba el agua al restaurante! ¡Había subido la marea! ¡Ay, qué hacemos! ¿Qué hacemos ahora? Con los dos sacos de arroz. ¡Ay, llama para Sevilla! ¡Llama a Sevilla! ¡Que ya hay un país!
Everyone.
Well, not everyone was a slave.
No, everyone was a slave.
Okay, but
we are all descended from slaves.
Yeah.
Well, all of us.
Yeah.
But, just a question of when. Was it more recent or less recent? That's it.
That doesn't mean a lot to a whole lot of people who aren't able to take advantage of the opportunities that you were able to take advantage of simply because of the color of your skin.
What advantages did it do? My color of my skin give me?
Well, there's an ease that you have in society that many people of color don't. It's a legacy of racism that still continues on in this country. That's undeniable.
If we keep talking about it nonstop, it will never go away. If we keep making that the central thing, it will never go away.
Well, why do you believe that?
I think I'm just making a simple statement of fact. I think we want to get away from making everything a race or a gender or whatever issue and just treat people like individuals.
You know that systemic racism isn't real? Why do you keep pushing it on America? You really think you're worth $5 million, a Cybertruck, and stock in X? Why did you lie that Elon gave you a contract to have a show on Twitter in the first place? Isn't your life proof that black people can do anything because you have no discernible talent? Ah, you are such a fucking hack.